Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, Spirituality What? Podcast listeners. Welcome back to this week's episode, part two of the energetic kinesiology discussion with Denise. We're going to get into the details of what an energetic kinesiology session looks like. We're going to talk about the links between energetic kinesiology, the connection between energetic kinesiology and spirituality, specifically for Denise. We're also going to talk about what it looks like to approach energetic kinesiology from a less spiritual perspective and get into some of the details of her new book and the app that she's released that goes along with the book. So let's dive right in.
And so with that experience, just getting back to your question, that was transformative in that particular issue and which changed the trajectory of my life, but it also was transformative in that I knew for myself, no one else could tell me this is evil, this is bad, this is whatever. I knew for myself, this was something for me. This was something I wanted in my life. And what ended up happening was I started taking classes and I started learning more of how to work on myself so I didn't have to go all the time to a practitioner. Yeah, yeah. And then I accidentally fell in love with it. And I started taking more classes and more advanced classes. And then I had people come out of the woodwork saying, hey, can I, you try, I'd like to see what that, you know. And so, yeah, exactly. And so people just started coming and more people were coming. And, you know, I was still having babies at the time. You know, I was pregnant for a while and I didn't work on anyone while I was pregnant. I was like, I got to hold a boundary here. This is, you know, sacred time for me. And it was, I think it was 2 or 3 days after my baby was born, I was starting to get calls again saying, please, you know, yeah, can we do this again? And so it was very organic and it was very much just following the pathway. It's such a great, there's so many tools that you can use just for yourself in your own life. And as far as kids learning muscle testing, kids can there's a lot that they can learn about their energy body and the function and simple things that are just so connective that, and I agree with you. I think humanity, like this is like learning how to chew. This is learning how to pick up a spoon and feed yourself. This is learning how to walk run and play and clean up your bedroom. And, you know, like we know how to do all these other things. Why don't we know that we have a spleen and a liver and a meridian that goes through your lung and your stomach? You know, like these are simple, basic know-how things that the humanity needs to take care of themselves. And then of course, when things get too serious, you need a practitioner for, and that's fine. That's great. Yeah. I'm so grateful we have professionals with even deeper knowledge that can help us get it out of serious binds. But in the meantime, the little things we can all take care of ourselves. So
yeah, absolutely. It's empowering, right? So that we very can empowering. Very, very empowering. Okay. So what does an energetic kinesiology session look like?
Sure.
We didn't talk about it for 5 sessions until the 6th session. Okay. So like, what is it that you're doing then?
Right. Yeah. So basically, if it were an in-person session, what you would find is you'd walk into the office, you would take off your shoes, you would keep all your clothes on. It's not massage, right? So you could do the massage and that's a deeper skin thing. But this, you can keep all your clothes on, just take off your shoes. You lay down on a massage table facing up. Usually you might move around while you're on the table some because there's muscles and things that need to be accessed, but you'll lay down face up on the massage table. And then we begin. So if for me, I would begin to touch different meridian points. I would start with muscle testing. Technically, I start with grounding. I make sure the person that I'm working on is grounded. And so I connect with their, I actually go to their feet and I make sure that their energy is grounded. And some people are so not grounded. It's like, you know, you just need to do that. And then I start muscle testing and I, you know, we start talking. We say, okay, what are you here for? What are we working on? What is it? What's your intention for this session? You know, that's an obvious, if you go to the doctor's office, you're there for a reason. Right. And people come to this with a reason, you know, they're like, I want to feel better this way. Or I want to feel better that way. I also had clients that would come in and be like, I don't know, you know more than I do. Just whatever just my body wants, I want.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm here for maintenance. I just need a once.
Exactly. And which sometimes it is kind of like a massage, you know, they're here for maintenance. You can also go for deeper purposes, which for me, I actually, I'm seeking transformation. I'm seeking that, you know, caterpillar to butterfly experience. Mm. And so I would go in with intentions of transformation. And so you, there's a spectrum of things you can have intention wise. People do yoga practice with intentions, you know, and so that's kind of what we do. What are we working on? And so once someone states, okay, well, I've got this gallbladder issue, or my gut's funny, or I've got headaches all the time, you know, so it could be that, or it could be, I am so sad, I'm so depressed, I'm so this, it could be that, or it could be, like we said, maintenance. And so we say, okay. And then once we set the intention, I go through and I find where's the block, and I'll muscle test what we call indicator points. Okay. And I find the indicator points, and that will tell me, okay, the block is over here. Let's dive in there. And then I can go deeper and deeper and deeper into, okay, it's this exact spot on the meridian point, or it's this spot with this spot combo, or it's actually this memory over here that is stopping this from flowing, or this person got exposed to a toxin, or this person is fighting a virus. So it could be a variety of things, and I can go any of those pathways. I've got immune system things, I've got chakra things, that, you know, like I have all these tools that I would go into, and then whatever comes up, we talk about that, you know. And sometimes it's very thorough conversations, and sometimes it's really technical. It's mm-hmm. just, oh, we've got this virus, your immune system doesn't want to, you know, is struggling to what to do with it, there's stress, and I just tech and figure it out. Sometimes their immune system is struggling because there's a legitimate issue with me versus not me, or maybe there's, you know, a strain on like a certain belief that's preventing their immune system from doing what it knows how to do, but it's like there's a block, you know. Yeah. Or sometimes there's so much fear. If you imagine your immune system like an army ready to fight the virus or the bacteria or whatever it is, and there's so much fear, and your army is just standing there shivering in their boots, you know, you're like, well, let's Absolutely. Resolve this fear so your body knows it's safe to go in and take care of this bacteria, yeah. this virus, whatever it is. So
yeah,
there can be a myriad of things. So that, and then of course, you know, we talk about it, we resolve, we ideally a session will end in a stable space. You can't always have it, but you do as best you can to end in a stable, peaceful state. And then, you know, put your shoes on and go home transformed from what you came in as. So
yes, yes, yes. And I would say, so Denise and I did mostly virtual sessions. Mm-hmm. And so it looked very similar, except I would just sit sometimes with my eyes closed, just with the phone right. on speakerphone kind of in front of me, and like just completely baffled at how this can work kind of virtually. You know, I'm imagining like Denise can like see this map now, like in my energy bodies, even though she's hundreds of maybe even thousands of miles away.
Yep.
So it does work virtually. It works very well virtually. And I would say that the releases, the emotional releases, especially related to crying, but the emotional releases I've experienced before with acupuncture are exactly in line with the emotional releases I have experienced with sessions with Denise with energetic kinesiology, just like spontaneous crying, for example, right. like, you know, something right. gets unlocked, or, and, you know, like sobbing, like ugly face crying, even mm-hmm. a couple of times where it's just like, I'm just sitting here, you're just sitting there, you're hundreds of miles away, you're really far away, like, but then this energetic yep. interaction just still is very impactful. So it's really cool.
Cool. So, yeah, very much.
Okay. So I'm going to go back. We've talked a lot about the basics of energetic kinesiology, and to me, this is very spiritual. Like, just, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Like, I don't know how you, I don't, in my brain cannot figure out, and especially with the definition that you gave. So your definition right. of spirituality, right, was like a deep connection with yourself and with the earth. And mm-hmm. you're like saying here that you ground, so you connect in with the earth. And I find I can't reliably muscle test without grounding, to the point right. sometimes where yep. I have to take my shoes off because it's just that something yeah. is going on and it's disconnecting. And I'm like, no, I need to like take my shoes off. So the grounding is kind of deep important. And that's that deep connection with the earth. And then by performing like the muscle testing aspect is the deep connection with yourself. So it feels like you might mm-hmm. also think that in general, this practice is very much related and connected to spirituality.
Yes. I also know that there are some people who practice in a less spiritual mindset.
Yeah.
Which so what does that look like? Kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. I'm like, how does that work?
I know. And I think the main difference would be the intuition aspect of it. Well, and that's not even true either, because, you know, there's an aspect of spirituality that where we connect to the divine, right?
Yes.
And in my mind, the divine connecting to the earth, connecting to this, and truly appreciating and valuing that our connection, our independent and individual connection to the earth and divine transforms our interactions, transforms everything that we do. And, you know, some people, there is a technical aspect to this work. It is, you know, absolutely. It's A plus B equals C, and you need to, you know, and I honestly, I love math and I love science. So, but to me, math and science are also spiritual, you know, like, yes. I'm just like, those are spiritual things. Like, wow, it works every time. That's crazy, you know, yeah. And there's just, and you look at a flower and there's math.
Yes, in a flower, and geometry. And in yeah, a flower, totally. And yep.
Creativity in a flower. And it's just like, what, you know, so all of a flower is spiritual. But mm-hmm. people look at a flower and say, well, obviously there's, you know, this process and this is how it grows and this is, yeah. you know, and it's sunlight that's transformed into photons and da, da, da. And it's like, well, that's so great that you have words for what's happening. I'm so glad that you have English words that can describe what's going on here. But you, but the why, the deeper meaning mm-hmm. that, you know, there's symbolism in a flower. I mean, right. the incredible symbolism. All these different flowers are beautiful and are profound and have these unique fragrances mm-hmm. and they impact you differently. And they actually heal you in different ways just by seeing them, feeling them, smelling them. Yep. And how can that not be spiritual? That is love.
Yeah.
That is love from the divine. That is love from the earth that, you know. And so when I'm doing energy kinesiology and I'm connecting my spirituality, I am touching on and I am observing precious, beautiful, significant things, spiritual things, tender things, mm-hmm. something that I can't fully comprehend, but get the briefest glimpse into. And I have seen so many incredible things because I've seen the human soul
yeah.
from various aspects. And I have had to stop and sit and breathe and just cry because it's so beautiful. To see oh, that and to
I
know
I got goosebumps
that.
Again. I'm just tell, just, you know, everybody can't see, you can't see it on the video, but I got goosebumps on my cheeks that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. All up and down my legs because yeah. we are talking about something beautiful, of yeah. something sacred, you know, and it's, and yet we're walking around every day, all day, passing by the flowers on the road and passing by other humans in the store. And yet, you know what I mean? Like you
absolutely.
Can, you
yes.
can interact. In a home, people live in families and they're just passing each other in the hallway and they don't connect yeah. with this divine soul that we all are. And yet you can have a profound, I have passed people at a gas station and had a spiritual experience yeah. where I was like, whoa, you know, and, yeah. and sometimes in a very positive way where I just feel grateful. I'm so grateful that person just passed me. Like, what mm-hmm. a beautiful person. Mm-hmm. And I've had other times where I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm aware that I need to go this way because that person needs to go that way.
Yeah, yeah
you
exactly.
know, because there's people who make choices that I don't want to interact with.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
and so, but both of those experiences are spiritual.
Totally.
You know, because we're connecting to the human soul.
Totally. So I guess my question, and I'm kind of thinking as we go here, but so energetic. So how do you, okay, you talked a little bit about in your teenage years, people were like, ooh, that's woo woo. And you were like, okay, cool. I'm not going to worry about this. So how, I guess I hear the same thing. Like, you know, I hear people listening or people that I know who are like, oh yeah, that's a little like, I can't see it. So it's like a little woo woo. And I'm like, how do you, what do you say to that when we're like, well, it's woo woo, but you're like, but it's actual, like just because you can't see energy, like everything has energy, right? And there's scientific principles that say that it's like not created or destroyed. It's just moved around. So like what, how do you reply to that? Like, what do you say? What do you think? What do you feel?
Well, you know, it's funny how you asked that. And I get a lot of opportunities. Like I said, I'm a religious person.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of opportunities to interact with people who are religious but are not spiritual
yes.
and will call this woo-woo while simultaneously saying there's a God in heaven and mm. that we're spiritual beings and there's dead people, but then they don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, like, okay.
Okay. You know, does that make sense? You know, there's all these hypocrisies where
yeah.
they – and basically the way that I connect to it and the way that I navigate my way through interacting with those people is respecting where someone is at in their spiritual journey. And if they're not ready, just like we talked about earlier, if they're not ready, it is not my place to push anything on them. Yeah. And I can honor, they might not be ready through their entire life, and they, or they might be ready tomorrow or in a week or in a month. And I, especially over time, I have seen and valued it deeper and deeper how important it is to just honor where people are at and also honor where I'm at, and that we're not in the same place on that journey. And it's not like a higher or a better or worse or whatever. It's, I mean, I like where I'm, I think it's more fun. Like, I have so much fun.
Like, I love the woo-woo. I'm like, it's so interesting.
Oh,
like,
it's amazing. It's so cool. Like, and the awe-inspiring experiences, like, the, if it's like, I could walk around with blinders on. That'd be fine. But it's so less fun. Like, it's, and then, of course, you end up finding something else to entertain yourself. Like, not healthy things, you know, and people do. There, people spend all day on TV and in entertainment that isn't inspiring and deepening. It's just disconnecting, but they still want entertainment. So, you know, I like entertainment, but I like connective entertainment more. Totally. So I honor that there's a lot of people out there who aren't ready, might never be, and for various reasons. Sometimes it's because they're very proud and egotistical and in that state. And I have an ego. You have an ego. We all have an ego, right? Yep. And some, they feel safer there, maybe, who knows, whatever. And I can actually interact with those people and deepen my spirituality still. I can actually interact with those people.
Yeah. That was going to be my question. Mm-hmm. So like your approach doesn't change just because they're not receiving it in the same way or as consciously open to it, but your approach is still from this very spiritual perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, there's in religion, a lot of times there's a hierarchy.
Yes.
It's very common for them to be some sort of like, oh, that's the spiritual person. And we're all sitting here ready to learn from that spiritual person. But in spirituality, I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
We are all divine. I mean, a child, an infant, a baby who can't even speak English can teach me something spiritually in such a I have a son that was maybe 4 months old that had a spiritual impact on me, a loving, like of love and what love could look like and feel like that I have never seen before nor since. And I was, and it literally blew me away. It stopped me in my tracks because he was communicating something to me spiritually, and it was him. It wasn't, you know, something weird. It was him communicating. Mm-hmm. And to this day, he still walks around with that energy, that love. And it's just amazing to me. I'm just like, he just lives in that. And he's very tender, and he also is very connected. And so he's very human and all those things, but he has this capacity for love that is just unique and special to him. And it's just wonderful. And so in spirituality, there's not a hierarchy,
right?
You know, that's not a thing. It's, we're all divine beings with a divine mission, with a divine gift to planet Earth. And if we all connect to that, and we brought that to churches, we brought that to the grocery store, we brought that to the sports games, you know, the Earth would be a different place.
It would absolutely. And I think it's good to clarify that, you know, even, and we've talked about this in other podcasts as well. And on the tattoo podcast with Shirley, she mentioned sort of the same thing. Like, I can come from this very spiritual place and I can provide what I'm intending to provide. And that person may or may not receive every level of what it is that I'm providing, which is their prerogative and where they are in their journey. But it doesn't have to change your approach from your perspective,
which is
great, right? Like, you can practice and get into spirituality very deeply with, while other people are just receiving the sort of woo-woo benefits in their energy field, but somehow not believing in the spirituality aspect, which is totally okay. Right. And just to be clear, we're laughing about this. I'm not making fun of anybody. We are not judging. You know, I can just clearly very openly say that I cannot understand that perspective, which is okay. But that's why we have this conversation, so that we can learn about other perspectives and kind of where people are coming from.
Right. And I wanted to clarify too, I'm not even judging the hierarchy there's hierarchy in everything. There's hierarchy in government, in schools, in, you know, in sports teams, you know, there's coaches and the players.
Part of how
the system works. Hierarchy is Exactly. It's a very practical application, and it's necessary in this human experience. And if we keep the paradigm and the perspective of spirituality while embracing the need for hierarchy in life, you know, parents to children, like this is just, it's just everywhere. Yep. And it's okay. It's not wrong. But when we make the hierarchy more important than our divine soul, that's where believe it's crooked. It's off.
Yeah, I love that as we get back to sort of like the spiritual beings in the human existence, like we can have, there are constructs that we live in as physical human beings on this physical plane. And we need those in a lot of cases. I'd say sometimes we don't need them, but in a lot of cases, it
helps. Sometimes
they allow us to interact with each other and all of that. But at the same time, balancing that and not having one be, you know, the physical override the spiritual, but more in a balance. Yeah, I like that. I really like that. Okay, I want to, you mentioned a couple of books and you mentioned an app too. And I want to specifically talk about the app and the book that goes with the app because it's very cool. And I feel like is a tool that people could use in relation to muscle testing to sort of self-serve.
Right. And spirituality and connecting to your body and all. Yep. Everything. And my origin story, it's the reason why the book exists. So it's connecting in these deep ways and allowing this spiritual aspect of ourselves to connect and bring awareness to what we're looking for. So absolutely.
Yeah. So it's the Mind Body Dictionary, right? And the app's also
so on Amazon. Yep, on Amazon, it is the Complete Mind Body Dictionary, which has 240 entries. Yep. Cool. 240 entries, and it has troubled mindset, healing mindset, affirmations, and foods that can support your healing process. And the app is the Mind Body Dictionary. And that one is always changing and growing and expanding and, you know, adding products and resources. We have books and links and different things that people can have just to help with the mindset around these conditions, but then products like herbs and nutritional things that can help support your body.
Awesome.
Yep. And then of course the foods, because there are certain foods that have the vitamins and minerals that you need that if you add it to your diet will support you dealing with whatever you're dealing with. So, but it is the Mind Body Dictionary. So it focuses on that mental story you're telling yourself that's keeping you in a non-aligned state and then how to get back into that aligned state.
Yeah. So, to be clear, those two things provide you with like a lot of individual tools that we can do with our physical bodies, but it doesn't always like it's not making the energetic connections necessarily for us.
Right. There's nothing in the book that tells you about the meridians or the chakras or anything like that. This is a very basic book. It's more it's nice because coming from this paradigm, it actually is an easier entry book for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So if someone's like, oh, voodoo, meridian, chakra stuff, you know, which, you know, machines can measure those as well. But this one's more like, oh, we know stress hurts our body. Like this is very easy to acknowledge. Yeah. And that's what the book is. It's like stress.
It's super practical.
Very practical. And anybody experiencing anything, for example, someone with insomnia or someone with cancer or someone with bronchitis, you know, like, or someone with their hand hurting, when they read the entry, I just did the farmer's market this weekend, you know, and people just read a few things and they look at me like, oh, you know, and my kids, my little kids, they'll say things when they read it, like, I just did that. I was thinking that yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it actually, there is a blueprint. There's a structure that if we're in a certain mindset, it actually manifests physically a certain way. And so if nothing else, you're doing your own quote unquote scientific experiment by reading it and connecting like, oh, this, I can't deny what I just read. Mm-hmm. Now, some people do still deny it. And
they're
just not ready.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's too much. And a lot of times, I was talking to my uncle Ron, who we wrote the book together. He said, a lot of times you can say, well, do you connect with anything in that? And they'll say, oh, not really, no. He said, well, do you know anyone who connects with it? Oh, yeah, that's very much like this person here. You know, that person has that issue and they definitely emotionally have it, you know, but they don't want to see it in themselves yet. That's scary. Yeah. And that's okay. So it's an amazing book. It's an enlightening book. You know, we encourage people to read it with compassion for self and others because the truth can feel hard sometimes. It's
it's little, also like a guide. It's like a user manual, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're like having a mindset or you're having a situation and you go to this book to say, this is what's going on right now. Like, what do I do right now?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it is so empowering.
Yeah.
Seeing things clearly is so empowering. Knowing, being aware of, oh, that's connected to this. Mm-hmm. That's one and the same. And if I deal with this, then it'll help me with that. You know, like my issue with not being able to see.
Yeah.
Like I knew I didn't want to see. I mean, my intuition was like yelling at me and I was like, shh, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
so it was I knew, I better manifest something physically for you to pay attention.
Right, exactly. Like it's almost like it doesn't have a choice because it's so much work for us to go against our own soul. Yeah. It's so much work on our bodies to do that. And so when you connect it and you become aware of it, that's where you have a chance to transform it.
Yeah.
And we get reports all the time where people are saying, you know, I read that thing about elbow. My elbow all of a sudden hurt. And then I read it and I was like, whoa, And then their elbow pain went away. It was gone.
Taking the time to become aware and acknowledge and spend the 2 minutes it takes to think about it as opposed to being like, let me just pop an ibuprofen.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. And of course, not everything's that way. Some things do take time and transformation. And so I don't want to give a false perception like this will heal your, this is the magical pill. No, this is another tool.
Great starting point.
A phenomenal tool. Oh, and you know what? Therapists, practitioners, coaches, they're all using it in their practices. I use it in my practice. So it's a good beginner tool. It's also really, really, it's 733 pages of insights that you might not notice. I mean, I'll open it up. I'll look it up and find, okay, this person, it's this one. And then I mention it and it's like, oh, that's a fit. There's a puzzle piece I couldn't get, you know, because intuition is limited based on our knowledge too. And there's so much that we don't know and we can't know. And as we build in our awareness and our knowledge, and as we help each other and we support each other in this, we will just continue to grow and expand and enlighten. And, you know, like all of us using our creative insights and sharing it with each other. So this is definitely one of those tools to keep in your toolbox and reference and use for family, friends, and clients. So
I totally agree. I've used the app before. Our book is on order. So very excited about that. Yes.
Yep. Awesome.
So this has really been wonderful, Denise. I really enjoyed this conversation. And there's two final questions.
Sure.
The first one is, what is one tip about living as a spiritual being in this human existence or experience that you would like to share with listeners?
One tip. So the main thing that is coming to mind for me right now is that this life is an experience. And that keeping that awareness in balance is so important. It's an experience. It's precious and it's beautiful and we got one shot at this, you know, like this particular life and this particular body. Like this is an incredible experience that we don't want to, you know, waste and then be gone and whatever. Yeah. And at the same time, there's hard things in this life.
Yes.
Really, really, really hard things. And this is just an experience.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's so heavy and so hard. And I feel sometimes I've had these energies flow through my body that I'm like, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I remind myself, this moment right now, right here is just an experience. And I don't need to freak out. It's just an experience. And so I just let the energies flow through my body and I experience it and it might have emotions to it. It might just be frequencies and I'm like, whoa, and I just breathe through it. And this is just an experience and I don't need to hang on to it, whether it's positive or negative. I don't need to hang on to any of this. I can just experience it. And then afterwards I have that much more experiences and knowledge because I have experienced it.
Absolutely.
So I think being aware, I am a spiritual being. And I am in a human body and I'm having this experience it and I cherish it. And I'm so excited for each experience I have while simultaneously, I'm not going to hang on to any of it. And I don't need to freak out about it. And I can tend to move through it and move on and keep growing.
Totally. I love that. I love that. Okay, cool. So to finally wrap it up, we will include the links, a couple of different links I will get from Denise, definitely for the Mind Body Dictionary, the complete Mind Body Dictionary that's on Amazon and the app as well. But if people wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
So if you wanted to get in contact for anything Mind Body Dictionary, you can go to mindbodydictionary.com. If you wanted to get with me directly, corelightconnection.com is my personal website with my practice and information there.
Awesome. And we will include that in the notes as well. So this has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. You are amazing. And this was a blast.
And that is a wrap, folks. Thank you so much. If you have any questions for Denise, you can leave comments in the Spotify Q&A section. You can also reach out to Denise on corelightconnection.com. All of that information will be available in the notes as well. Thank you, as always, for joining, and see you next week.
Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.